capital group from last week where we left off. So we were discussing the sugya of Tavashem and Sinabay. We represented that the Machlaikis would be a leader of Shimon, the point of Shimon, that she was having his mutter, and he knew that she was having his asar. And we saw that that Machlaikis appears in different types of sugya and shas, both in Masech HaShabbos as well as in other areas of Halacha. And the real question that we were grappling with last week is just how related are the two issues. So there's a Tosis, Masech Zuma, that drew a big distinction between the two sugyas. According to Tosis, the Machlaikis would be in Rabbi Shimon and Kol Terakula is Machlaikis on the level of Der Aisa, whereas in the Shabbos, it's only Machlaikis on the level of Der Abad. In the Shabbos, ultimately, everybody agrees that Min HaTor, it's not really a problem. It's not a Malachas Machshavas. We spoke a lot about how the sugyas play out according to Tosis. That was a theme, according to Tosis, that fundamentally they're really, really different. What prompted Tosis to say that was that Gemara Masechta Yuma about the Beis HaMikdash, etc. We spent a lot of time on this. At the end of the sugya, at the end of the shiur last week, so we pointed out that Rashi had a radically different way of reading that Gemara Masechta Yuma, which got Tosis' ball rolling. Rashi learned the Gemara, but the Gemara is saying the only time that Dov Hashem Miskaven poses a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda is if you're dealing with an Issa Min HaTorah. If you're dealing with something which is only drabon anyway, it's a big deal. Like, for example, the throwing of the hot metal into the water, it's not a real malacha deraisa. Between you and me, says Rashi, it's only a malacha derabanan. Gabi derabanan, even Rabbi Yehuda says, Dov Hashem Miskaven, look, we left off with the question, why should that be so? If you really believe that Dov Hashem Miskaven is a problem, if you really subscribe to Rabbi Yehuda's view, so why should we differentiate between Yisum deraisa and Yisum derabanan? That was the kasha we're supposed to be thinking about for the week. So I'll share with you what Rabbi Kivega thought about it, and he came with the following suggestion. I mean, Steve was talking about a little bit off the radar of the Shabbos. So Rabbi Kivega, in his Chedushim, Masech Yuma, says he thinks the answer is as follows. Let's go back to the ABCs, the worldview of Rabbi Yehuda. Dov Hashem Miskaven is awesome. So ask yourself the following question. I'm about to embark upon doing action X, and there's a 50-50 chance that an aveir may happen. I don't care, Shabbos, other years, I'm not interested in that right now. I'm about to do action X, and I know full well there's a 50-50 chance that what's going to happen may be a dover also. So Rav Yehuda says it's also, you're not going to do that. And it could be even Dera'i says it's also. Is that Isser of Dover Shem Miskaven, according to Rav Yehuda, an Isser B'Torah Sofeg, or an Isser B'Torah Vaday? So Yesh Lodon, Yesh Lachbo, with Rav Yehuda, you can't do X. If you come and ask this child, can I do X? The answer is you can't do X. Why can't I do X? What's prompting me not to do X? Because I'm saying that X is also B'Torah's Vaday? How can it be B'Torah's Vaday, says Rabbi Kivega. It's only a 50-50 chance that the Malach, the Issa is going to happen anyway. So the worst it could be is also B'Torah's Sofek. So for Rabbi Kivega, that makes a lot of sense. When you're dealing with these it's Sofek Deraisa L'Chumra. I mean, depending on what you think about Sofek Deraisa L'Chumra, Ram and Rash, but that's a whole other question. But says Rabbi Kivega, Dov Hashem Miskaven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, cannot be any worse than something that I saw. Because you can't ask doing X for Torah's Vaday if I don't even know what's going to happen. How can the possibility be us for Torah's Vaday? So the worst that it's also is for Torah's Safek, which translates to mean when you're dealing with their Isis, Sfekas are also, but when you're dealing with their Abundance, Sfekas are Mutter. By their Abundance, the Klaal is Sfekas are Abundance Kuba. So it says that we can make it has to be the Rishon Miskaven is Mutter by their Abundance. It must be that way. Because how can you possibly ask a Dov Hashem Miskaven by a Derabanan? It's not going to be any more common than Tzvek Derabanan Lekula. That's what Kivega's Chiddush Masech is Yuma. Think about that. I see Korah's about that. Korah's very bothered with that. I see already. What's bothering us about this? Kivega just made an equation on the board. Dov Hashem Miskaven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, equals Safek. And therefore, the Reis Lekhumah Derabanan Lekula. Nobody else ordered that. How come all the other Rishonim didn't find this? Nobody else want to take this Rashi. So Rabbi Shimon is not so hard because Rabbi Shimon holds that this is better than Sofek. Because since I don't know what's going to happen, I'm not miskaven for it. So I mean, that's not my mindset. And even if it happens, the Gemara knows I never really did. But even if Yehuda doesn't buy into that far, I can't make it more chomer than a Sofek.
Could we punish because of Sofek the race?
Could it? Who says you punish anybody?
We always say Darvish Einem is Kaviv for Rabbi Yehuda.
It's awesome in a Torah.
It's Kaviv.
So who said that we're giving Malchus to anybody? We're giving Malchus to anybody? We're not really giving Malchus to Rabbi Kivega. It's only a Suffolk anyway. Why is this a strange application of Suffolk Yerba Mekul? Well, what's Mechudish about the Suffolk Yerba Mekul?
Because you know when you embark on this action, this may result.
So therefore, so what are you saying?
So it's the knowing the possibility is in itself what makes the ma'aseh ma'aseh aser.
So we're almost there.
It almost makes it miscopy.
Well, it's only at the end of the day, I don't really know if you can have it. It's not psikration. It's psikration, then you're right. That's called miscopy. There's something chudish about the application of something. I'll give you a classic something to a bumkul. Okay? I'll tell you this for argument's sake. I'm cooking my pot of chicken, and a little bit of milk falls in. And I don't know if it bottles or not bottles. Gavalt, I come and ask the Shah, the rabbi says, it's on the chicken, it's on the rabbanon, something to a bumkul. I breathe a sigh of relief. That's the same as coming to ask the Shah and saying, I want to throw this this hot rod of metal into the cold water. And the rabbi says to me, well, throwing, even if you would do mitzvah, it would only be this derabban. It's not a good luck that I said. It's only a derabban anyway. So therefore, it's being done derech derech miskavim. That's okay. Because something derabban lukul. What's the big difference in the two cases?
Pre versus post.
Yeah, in the first case, it happened already. In the first case, the suffix was not learned already. That every suffix you're about, think in your own minds, conjure up in your own mind the images. What does suffix you're about lukul mean? Suffix you're about lukul means a shaila happened. I don't know what to do. So I sit in a question, oh, it's only the Rabbana, no, the Safi Darban Lekula. We state that Safi Darban Lekula allows you to actively go ahead and do something and turn around and say, what I'm doing is fine. I'm allowed to, as you said, embark. You're allowed to embark upon a path, knowing full well that you're relying on Safi Darban. Who says you're allowed to do that? The Chi'aisin Safi Darban Lekula Lechadchila, you're allowed to do that? Is there such a have to do that? So Riki Vegas seems to be saying, yeah. Riki Vegas saying, that's Pshat Rashi. That's a big research. That's right. It's beyond really right now, but just the kids and Nimrats. It seems to be Machlekes and Rishonim. In all strange places, it's most probably Machlekes Tosfos in the Ran, in Hilchos Sefiras Omer. Tosfos writes in Maseches Menachos that those Rishonim, like Tosfos of all that Sefiras Omer, is only the Rabban with his Manazep, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos writes, therefore you can count during Benish Mashos. Nothing wrong with counting during Benish Mashos. And the Ran, Maseches Pesachim, said, no, you can't. He says, even if Sfiras the Rabbanan, v'chi'aisin Safik Rabban Lekula Hachil, you can't set yourself up for a Safik Rabban. You can't do a mitzvah in a way and then turn around and say, oh, by the way, I'm hiding behind Safik Rabban Lekula. Safik Rabban Lekula is a principle after it happens, says the Rambam. There is no cloud called Safik Rabban Lekula Hachil. So again, not the main part of our sugi right now, but that's a fundamental machlokes. So that's part of this Rabbi Kivega. Kivega's learning pshat in this Rashi, based on Safik Rabban Lekula, is taking a big stand. He's being very naked on something to Rabbanu Kula. He could even do it lechachila. But let's get back to the main thrust of this. We really, really want to get back to analyzing Tosfos a little bit more. Because Tosfos was the one who told us last week that the Dovah Shem Miskaven of Pesach, the Rav Sugya, and the Dovah Shem Miskaven of Shabbos are not identical. Related, yes, identical, no. One is a machlekes on the love of the Reis, and one is a machlekes on the love of the Rabbanu. But Tosfos is absolutely convinced, at least Shum Sofek, that no way in the world would Rabbi Yehuda say that doing something Dosha and Miskavim would be a derais in Shabbos. It can't be, says Tosfos, it flies in the face of two magic words, Malachas no Shabbos. It is an impossible, Tosfos says this in Shabbos, and they say it in Yuma, they say it in Kriyas. And whenever the topic comes up, Tosfos says the same story each place, that in Shabbos, lo yitochein lomar, that there's an issa derais in Dosha and Miskavim, because there's no way anybody can ever call Dosha and Miskavim a Malachas no Shabbos. That is the issa of Tosfos. It's that yourself that we're going to seriously question. So let's take a look at the Gemara in Maseches Kriso. We should have been on the phone. Two parts of it. Starts on Chafam and Aleph, and then we move it on to Chafam and Beis also. Let's pick it up on Chafam and Aleph. 12 lines or so up on the bottom. Tanarabanan. First one's like Tanarabanan.
What that?
Chafam and Aleph. In my second, Krisus. First two words line of Tanarabanan. Tanarabanan. Hachosek yecholim b'Shabbos chayev chatas. If a person stirs coals on Shabbos, so he's chayev. He did a malacha. There's some malacha derais involved in stirring coals. Now, before we even look any further, we could probably guess which potential malacha derais is involved. Some havara. Because when you stir the coals, you get some of those barbecuing. When you stir the coals, it gets the coals to light up. So when you're igniting the coals, that's the loch of the rice of Avar. That's what my guess would have been. That's what you probably chayef for. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, chayef shtayim, chayef twice. Obviously, you can't give him two mises, but you can give him two chatoses, two chayvik mises. Why? Because he bechabes al yainis umabes at tachtainis. Because there are really two malachas that happen. You stir the coals, you're inevitably going to be igniting some, and you're inevitably going to be extinguishing others, so you both, you get two for the price of one, you get two malachas, you have twice. So obviously there's some kind of a machlokes over here. Obviously the Tanakhama disagrees. Obviously the Tanakhama holds, for some strange reason, you only chayev once. So the Gemara has a lot of trouble trying to figure out what's the case. Give me the mitzvahs, what is the scenario that the Tanaim are arguing about? So finally, at least at one point, the Gemara of Chaf of Aves. So five lines from the top of Chaf of Aves, Rav Ashi comes up with a new kipta. What's the shot of this machlokes? Rav Ashi Omar, Gagoshin is Kaved Lechabos, Behuveru Melehen. So Rav Ashi says the case is that the person's intent was to extinguish the flame. That's what he wanted to do. He's moving around the coals to try to get them to go out. Yeah, I don't know much about it, but that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get them to go out. And it turns out that, yes, it's true, some of them go out, but some of them get ignited also. So what's the issue? V'tanakama savala kirbi shimen, diyamadav shem iskavin potur. So the Tanakhama says, whatever you were mechaving to do, we can make yechayah for. So if you were mechaving lechabos, yechayah for kibir, yechayah for extinguishing. We can't make the guy chayah for havara, because he wasn't mechaving to do that. So Rabbi Shimon, who holds Dovashem is kavin, is potter, he holds that there's no malacha, it's not a malacha on Shabbos, so you can't possibly be chayah for korban chatas for that. So therefore, the Tanakhama says, you're only chayah one for the malacha that you were planning on doing. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok, Sovelok Rabbi Yehuda, Dovadov Shem Iskavin Chayov. Whereas Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Tzadok, who says you chayev twice, says not only are you chayev for the one that you had in mind to do, but you're also additionally chayev for the one you weren't having in mind to do. Because after all, this is Rabbi Yehuda speaking, Tanar, Rabbi Loz, Tzadok, Helik, Rabbi Yehuda, Shita, the Dovadov Shem Iskavin is chayev. It's odd kind of regular. You know what I say? This Gemara spells serious trouble for Tosfos. The Gemara here is talking about Chayim. Here the Gemara really does say Chayim. The Gemara is talking about what? About how many what? How many Chatos are you going to bring? You only bring a Korban Chatos for the Araises. You don't bring a Korban Chatos for finally getting to sit there up on it. So what in the world does the Gemara mean when it says that Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadok held up Rabbi Yehuda, who held up Shem Eskav is Chayav, and therefore we understand why Chayav twice. I don't understand anything. According to Tosfos's whole theory of Masechus Yuma, this Gemara makes no sense. Mamash makes absolutely no sense. Chayav or Asim be Chayav. This is not my gosh, this is Tosfos' gosh. Tosfos in Masechus Krisos, under Chof of Evades, uses this gosh to attach three. Tosfos Dibre Masma Sfiru like Rabbi Yehuda, Chafam Ubeis in Krisos, Dumas was spooling. V'im Taimer for Ektaisis, Lefima Shapira Shari for Akamad Iksubis, as well as in half dozen other places, most notably the times in Yuma. Had the Omer of Yehuda, Dovashem Iskabin, Osamid the Rabbon and Dafka of Lomina Torah, i.e. in Shabbos, right? In Hilcha Shabbos, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees it cannot be a deraisa when it's lacking lachas machshavas. Kosher, the hocha mashma the deraisa kop, the mechayev chatos. So he says it can't be. There's only one word in this place that I have to almost disagree with. What's the word? Mashma. It's not mashma. It's beferish. Gemara says a chayev is chayev chatos, it's a mamshad deraisa. So Taisus jumps on the Ri and says the whole theory of the Ri is disproved by this Gemara Masechus Krisos. So listen to what Taisus goes. Taisus is so bothered with this cash. He's so in the corner with the cash. And listen to that, what they, how they revamped the Sukkim Krisos. The Yishloimah. The Hocha Hainu Taima, the Bechayev Rabbi Yehuda, Shum Dehave Psigreshe Velo Yomus. So Taisus says there's only one fact that you must go into the Sugya, the curveball that changes everything. This is not a plain and simple Dovashem Iskavin. Dovashem Iskavin means don't do X as a chance why it's going to happen. This is don't do X because you know why it's going to happen. I stir these coals, I know that some of them are going to ignite. I may not be interested. That's not my goal. That's not my intent. But I know for a fact it's going to happen. If you know it's going to happen, this is Lishkin Dabashim Skam. That's a psikresha. Psikresha is a deraisa. No question about it. We can breathe a sigh of relief. Don't breathe too long. What's the next kasha? What should the next kasha be? If you realize that it's psikresha, you are guilty of the worst sin in Lomnus called overkill. You gave such a great answer that now the Tanakam makes no sense. Once you take it out of the realm of Darshan Miskam and put it into the realm of psikresha, then what was the machlokes? So Frektais is the next kasha. V'im Taimer, im Kein, afilu Rebbe Shimon Maide. My God, without a conversation, like Rebbe Shimon. V'yesh Loimar, listen to this, says Taisus. V'yesh Loimar, the Hocha, the Taima, the Malach Shem Yotzich Legufa, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, the Tamayu. Says Taisus, let me explain to you why you're partner according to Rebbe Shimon. That's what Taisus started logically. Once they forced the hands to say it's a psikresha, if it's not a psikresha, Taisus is out of business. So they had to make it into a psikresha. Once it's a psikresha, then they're guilty of overkill, so why does Rebbe Shimon hold your partner? So the answer is there's another factor, a totally separate thing, that's called Lakshan Tsukufa. Let's just quickly define Lakshan Tsukufa really, really quickly, just to be able to continue in the sugya. The Mishnah Masechet Shabbos says, if a person carries a dead body out of the house into the street, according to Rebbe Shimon, he's partner in Shabbos. You know why? It's a Lakshan Tsukufa. We're going to go with Tosa's definition of Lakshan Tsukufa, at least for now. Tosa's defines the Sefer Shabbos, Lakshan Tsukufa means I'm doing the identical pa'ula, the identical action as was done in the Mishkan. I'm picking up an item in the house, bringing it outside to the street. That's exactly what they did in the Mishkan. They took the crusher off the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah. What is different from Mishkan? My fundamental intent. My intent in the days of the Mishkan was to carry an item, to use the item. That was the goal of why I was carrying it. So too, if I carry something, I carry a safe into the street to use it, that's a melacha hatzrich legufa. If I remove a dead body, to remove it rather than to use it, that's a melacha for a different tachlis than Mishkan, that's a melacha hatzrich legufa. That types of definition of melacha hatzrich legufa. The simplest one for our purposes. Figure that out for us. Let's get the following shot. The guy takes the garbage out. So there's no area where he takes the garbage out of his house to the street. What do you think that is? Malacha she'ena tzrich legufa. He doesn't want to use the garbage. He wants to remove the garbage. He dumps the garbage out and he brings the pail back inside the house. What's that? That's a deraisa. Because he's using the pail to use the pail. That's a malacha tzrich legufa. So comes Tosa and says, it just happens to be, just coincidentally, in good luck, that there's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about malacha tzrich legufa. Rabbi Yehuda, believe it or not, seemingly coincidentally, the same name. Rabbi Yehuda holds Malach Shetzir Lugufa is Chayav on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon holds Malach Shetzir Lugufa is Patur on Shabbos. Rabbi. So again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Malach Shetzir Lugufa is Chayav, and just coincidentally, Rabbi Shimon happens to hold it's Patur. Tez tells us that machloikis is going to do us well, increase us enough. Why? Well, think about it a little bit. The guy's stirring the coals. What does he want to do? He wanted to extinguish the coals. He knows full well some of the coals are going to get ignited. Can you call that a malacha tzricha legufa? By definition, you can't. Because tzricha legufa is, I'm doing it for the tachlis of Mishkan. I'm not doing it for the tachlis of Mishkan. I don't even want it to get ignited. I know it's going to get ignited, but it's not my goal. So whatever it's lacking in goal, even though it's identical in Maisa, if it's lacking in goal, it's automatically going to be covered by the second tour of Malach HaShem Tzrich Legufa. So it comes to us and says, the guy is stirring the coals, and he's planning on extinguishing. He knows for a fact some of the coals are going to get ignited. So how do you pass in that shayla? So says Tosas, it's not a dumb shit that's covered shayla. You know why? Because it's a psikresha. If it's not a psikresha, then the Gemara is disaster. Tosis disaster. So Tosis had to make it into a psikresha. Otherwise, how can Rabbi say a chayef? So Tosis was forced into the corner to say it's a psikresha. Once it's a psikresha, so why are you pater according to Rabbi Shimon? The answer is you're pater according to Rabbi Shimon because it happens to also be Baruch Hashem. It's pater for a different, exciting reason, the church revision of Malach Shetzich Legufa, to which Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with. Rabbi Yudol Glosser Tzukum is not a chayah. That's the Pharisee Gemara. And therefore, the machlekes of Yudol Rabbi Shimon about this case of stirring the coals is nothing to do with Darshan Miskavin. What's the machlekes about? What is the ultimate machlekes? It's
machlekes
about Glosser Tzukum. Doesn't the Gemara? So Taisus, look what Taisus pulled off here. If you wouldn't have read the Gemara, you would have thought, this is genius, right? It's gavaldic. Taisus said, the real machlekes of Rabbi Shimon, the real machlekes of Tanoim with this Brais and Kriyas Tavchav has nothing to do with Darshan Miskavin. How do I know it's nothing to do with Darshan Miskavin? Because it can't, because the Mamar Shal. If it's a Psik Reisha, then it should really be Chayav Kor to everybody. If it's not a Psik Reisha, it should be Chayav Kor to nobody. So you have to make a Psik Reisha, you have to throw out Malach Shetzir L'Gufa, and you have to make the Nekudas of Machlekes about Malach Shetzir L'Gufa. So in Lomdus, this is Gevalik, Taisus is flying high. Textually, it's impossible. They themselves point out, so wait a second, hold on. The hype is not the time the Darshan Miskavin. So what is it the Darshan Miskavin for? The Gemara should have said, Tanakama Savla Kur Bishim, it's the same names. It should have said, Tanakama Savla Kur Bishim, the Yom Ramallah Shem Tzim Gufa Potter, from the Lazar Mitzavik Savla Kur Bishim, the Yom Ramallah Shem Tzim Gufa Chaya, so by his writing in Gemara, and Tav Shadayin Zayin, I would have written it that way. But that's not what it says on the page. Tais didn't have it at the gear, so that's what it says in the Gemara. The Rishon didn't, there was no other gear so floating around. So Tais is the tapatel. So Tais just bends over backwards to show you that the Gemara called the Darshan Miskavin because even though it's not really, it's really obsecration. So this guy doesn't really want to do it. So it's a chiddush. Tais mom do somersaults to try to explain to you why the Gemara said what really wasn't the crux of the Lomdash issue. Again, the Hailing of Tais is, you know, argue with all the Taisus, but you see a Taisus like this, what do you know? You know someone's got to argue with it. You know there's got to be Rishon there. Not everyone's going to take this. But Taisus eyes up. Taisus had no choice. You see what they were willing to do with this Gemara Krisus, to turn the Gemara upside down, backwards, forwards, to throw up secretions that the Gemara doesn't mention, to take the Pashas to the Lashon of the Gemara out of context, because they couldn't believe for the life of them that Darshan Miskavin could be a Derais. Of course, any Rishon disagrees with that Taisus. Read this Gemara like that. Rabbi Isaac, we have another problem. If we're looking for a Rishon to disagree with Tosfos Pshat in the Gemara, it's going to be very hard to find in Masechta Krisos. Is it Overshot and Rosh Krisos? You have a couple of Rebbe Gershom on the side, Lashon Kometz on the side. We learn Kachim, so it's pretty much Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, and Bris Gemara. There's not that much in between.
By Shabbos, don't you have to hold the Darshan Miskavin is not high because of Machshavas?
You don't have to. Tosfos did such a good job last week convincing you.
So if you don't, how do you get by Machshavas?
We're not sure what Rabbi Yehuda's version of Lachas Machshavas is. Rabbi Yehuda had a different understanding of Lachas Machshavas than Rabbi Shimon, for sure. We know Rabbi Yehuda had a different version.
Machshavas is not by definition in Miskavin.
I don't know what the right definition would be. I don't know. I'm not sure. So a good test case to see, to find a Rishon who must look different than Tosfos, is going to be the Rambam. But the Rambam, he didn't write a paper on the Gemara, so we don't know what he said when he wrote the Gemara, but we can start to connect the dots. We know for a fact how the Rambam paskens in this book, like I didn't put it on the Rambam Kamos book, we just look for the little letter. So the Rambam paskens that you only have once. According to Tosfos, the only way to explain that would be to say, what? You can only say Yechayev once if you hold Malach Shetzich L'Gufa is Potter. We happen to know for a fact that the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda. Rambam is the lone Rishon that paskens Malach Shetzich L'Gufa is Chayev. If you put those two pieces of information together, then you know with absolute certainty that the Rambam did not learn the Gemara Tosfos. Because according to Tosfos, the issue of whether Yechayev once or twice for the stirring of the coals is ultimately a Malach Shetzich L'Gufa issue, and the Rambam, we know how the Rambam weighs in on Malach Shetzich L'Gufa, we know how the Rambam weighs in on Agamara, and there would be a contradiction. There's no question under the sun that the Rambam did not learn the Gemara like Tosfos.
The Rambam passing like Rabbi Shimon and the Darshan of Miskavin.
Yes, because the Gemara does.
And Shabbos.
Gemara does. Shabbos and Kol Torah Kol, yeah. So there's got to be something else going on here, I say. So it's this problem that Reb Chaim begins to tackle. It's a... I've always found it a very hard Rephaim. But it's... blows your mind as Rephaim. It takes some time to settle in. I'll try to explain a little bit outside. I'll try, I've left enough time to try to read through the Rashi and Prochem inside also. We need a little bit of Agadah. This is Rephaim. It's like Mint Rephaim. Dovashem Miskavim appears in two sugyas in Shas. It appears in Shachmistika sugyas, Lachas, and it appears in Kol Terkula. That's how we started in the first place. In Bar Pesachim, in Yuma, or in Nazir. So the principles of Dovashem Miskavim clearly appears in both places. The same Balikum, same Tanoim, and both. Taisus claimed there's a nuance of a different one, the Rice one, the Rabban. Okay, we'll deal with that. But the terms Dovashem Miskavim appear in both. Zotim Chaim. Just because the terms are identical, doesn't mean that the images that they're conjuring up and the concepts that they're representing are identical. Says Reb Chaim, the Hagdorah of Kavona vis-a-vis Shabbos is not necessarily the Hagdorah of Kavona vis-a-vis Kol Terkula. The terms are the same, and there's machlekes in both, but they mean radically different things. Says Reb Chaim, it all starts with Agamar. How did the Gemara start off? Who remembers the Lashon of Gemara? Back in the... started off as Sugya. The Gemara began to talk about it mahanoa bolo li adam al karcho. The person is nene from something against their will, and the Gemara goes start to relate to those Shabbos. Gavin, Rebuter, Reb Shimon, etc. What is the al karcho? What halachic concept is the Al-Karcho addressing? Ratzon. Will. Do I want this to happen? Do I not want this to happen? That's the imagery of Ratzon. Zotim Chayim. Dovashim Miskavim in Kol HaTarkul, which is Pesach, which is our sugya, is addressing the following phenomena. I do action X, and there's a chance action Y is going to happen. I don't want action Y. It doesn't speak to me, action Y. I'm not interested in action Y. I don't have any rutzel for action Y to happen. That's the machlokes of Rabbi Shimon. What role does rutzel play in terms of determining whether I did an aveira or not? So I did action X in and of itself in a vacuum, action X is okay, but action X sometimes slips along with action Y. So I'm lacking the rutzel for Y. That's the Rishon Miskavim Kol HaTarkul. That's Agamar. Hano lo bolo b'al korcho. B'al korcho is a rotten type of skill. In Shabbos, says Yom Chaim, everything revolves around the magic words of Meleches Machshavos. What does Meleches Machshavos? Which mental process does Meleches, a bit psychological reality, does Meleches Machshavos speak to? So it's Gemara B'Bakam in the second parak that speaks about a person who didn't know that he had a rock in his lap. He was sitting and learning something for the rock. He didn't understand what was going on. He gets up and he walks and he ends up carrying the rock. The Gemara says, come on, that's not, you're not chayav on Shabbos for that. You know why you're not chayav on Shabbos for that? Malachas Machshavos, Molina. Malachas Machshavos, that's Malachas Machshavos. What does that mean, it's not Malachas Machshavos? What is he lacking over there? Ratzon is not the word kavanah, the bad words here, because it can mean different things.
Awareness.
Knowledge. Awareness, cognizance, it's not the same as will. It's not the same as Ratzon. Dovashem Miskavim of the Shabbos of Kiv Chayim is a function of cognizance, awareness. That's the Dovashem Miskavim model of Shabbos. That's what Machshavah speaks to. Well, Dovashem Miskavim of Kol Tarkula has nothing to do with cognizance, nothing to do with awareness. Do you want it or you not want it? You want the Aveira to happen, you don't want the Aveira to happen. That's all that matters. So Zot Kib Chayim, Dovashem Miskavim, same words, means a different parasha of Tamar. Totally different world. Chayim was one step. What happens when we introduce something new into the equation? Called a psik ratio. I'm doing X, but it's not I don't know whether Y is going to happen. I know that Y is going to happen. I know for certain that Y is going to happen. Absolute certainty Y is going to happen. Would you still call that a dosha miskaven or not? It's tricky, right? I know that was going to happen. Can you still label that as a dosha miskaven? So comes the Gemara and introduces to us different types of secretions. The Gemara speaks about secretions, the nicheles, secretions that I want to happen, and secretions that I'm not particularly interested in, I don't really care one way or the other. And the Gemara seems to draw some kind of a distinction between the two. There's a psikration, the nichalei concept, and there's a psikration, the lo nichalei concept. That notion of psikration, the nichalei, and psikration, the lo nichalei, that it depends upon my nichalei. What image does that conjure up in your mind? That's a very Russell-y type of thing. That's not a cognizance topic. That's not an awareness topic. I'm either aware of the facts or I'm not aware of the facts. Whether I want the facts or not doesn't impact on my awareness. That's an issue. What my will is. What I'm interested in happening. So nichalei, yes will. Lo nichalei, no will. Nichalei, lo nichalei is not going to play Q-Zell role. If we're dealing with Hilchus cognizance. We're dealing with awareness. If I know it's going to happen, so I know it's going to happen. So the whole institution of different types of segregations only makes sense when you're learning a sugya that's ratzon oriented. You're learning a sugya of awareness oriented, doesn't really make much of a difference. It's all the same. So far, so good. So again, so we have Tamashim is covering both sugyas. Chaim has a diuk from Agamar Psachim that uses a lashon of Bel Korcha, which is a ratzon type of the sugya. There's a diuk from a Rambam Bakama that talks about Malachas Machsheves, clearly addressing lack of cognizance and awareness. He's developed for us the two different sugyas. And now, the next step, he said, is that where psikratia fits in, what types of psikratia fit in, always going to depend upon what's the real root of the halacha. If the halacha is rooted in ratzon, then I can understand nichle, lo nichle, I can understand where we're coming from. If it's rooted in awareness and cognizance, I'm going to make the slightest bit of difference. Okay? So far, so good. I didn't say it was an easier plan. So far, so good. Let's do out a test case now. I go ahead and I do something in Hilchos Shabbos, which the starting point was the Darshan Miskaven, but I very, very quickly realize that it's what? That it's a what?
Psikration.
I quickly realize that it's a psikration. Okay? And I'm Hilchos Shabbos right now. But the next thing I come to realization is that it's a psikration of the what? And a psikration of the lo nichalei. So I'm in Hilchos Shabbos right now. I want you to pass give me a shot in Hilchos Shabbos. Just ask me a Shabbos shot. I thought it was Dovshem Miskaven. I realized immediately it's a psikration. I then realized immediately it's a psikration of lo nichalei. You're only looking at through the eyes of Hilchos Shabbos. What's going to be the answer?
Shouldn't make a difference.
Shouldn't make the slightest bit of difference. But wait a second. What is Hilchos Shabbos? Not only is Hilchos Shabbos Hilchos Shabbos, but Hilchos Shabbos is also part of what? Kol Terkula. Hilchos Shabbos is one of the 613 mitzvahs. So true, it's subject to the special, unique Pturim of Malachas Machsheves, but it's also a candidate for what? For everything else. Kol Terkula. It's not going to be any more chomer than Kol Terkula. Maybe it'll be more ka, but not more chomer. So if you really believe in Dovashem Miskaven of Kol HaTorakula as well as Shabbos, so any time you pass in a Shabbos Shaila, you have to look at it through two sets of eyes. You have to look at it through the eyes of Shabbos, but also look at it through the eyes of Kol HaTorakula. It's subject to either one of the two Pturim. So let's go back to that Shaila again. It's all theoretical Shaila. I'm about to embark upon a Shaila for Shabbos. I thought it was Dovashem Miskaven. I realize it's a psikratia. I then realize it's a psikratia to Lo Nichalei. So answer the question again. So I asked you 2 minutes ago, I said, I have a psikration on Nichalei Dovah Shabbos. Tell me, what's the din? So some of you said, Yechayim, Dovah Shabbos. What's the answer? Not so fast anymore. Maybe a potter. Not because Dovah Shabbos potters you, but why you potter? Because Kol Terkula potters you. Because Shabbos is no worse than Kol Terkula. Is this just semantics, what they say? Let's see where we're going.
when I have a shayla in Hilchos Shabbos of a psik reishis lo nichalei, and I want to know the answer to the question, chayav apotur, don't look at Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos is not going to help you. The only thing that may help you is what? Maybe Kol Tarkul is going to help you. So in order to paskei the Shabbos shayla correctly, you have to paskei it based on the standards of Kol Tarkul. Shabbos is not going to help you. Because once it's a psik reishis, Shabbos isn't going to help. It's the Lachos Shabbos. The only thing of anything that may assist you to Pathio is going to be any kulas emanating from Kol Tarkula. Let's read the Gemara now in Maseches Krisus in a very creative way. Ravashi Yomar, back to the Gemara again at the top of Chafo Beis, under Ravashi Yomar. Kosh Niskavin Lechados, the person's intent was to extinguish, for Hupulu Meileh. And just kind of happened that some of the other coals got ignited as well. Between you and me, come on, Josh, you're a barbecue man. When you stir coals, and at the end of the day, barbecue's over, and you're pretty much putting things to rest, you start to stir them, kind of jumping them a little bit together with them. Don't you know that some of them are going to ignite? You better say yes.
Yes.
Otherwise, we'll send you home. Okay? So you know that some of the coals are going to ignite. Do you want them? So wait, hold on. You know they're going to ignite. So what do we have on our hands? We have
cigarette.
Do you want them to ignite?
No.
No. You don't. That was the whole goal. Was you wanted this kind of the chabas. So you're cognizant that they're going to ignite, but you don't want them to ignite. Is Hilchos Shabbos going to help us? No. Because Hilchos Shabbos is a function not of rotzon, it's a function of cognizance. Hilchos Shabbos needs to go nowhere quick. Oh, Judah said it. When the Gemara says Tanakama Helik Rabbi Shimon that Dov Hashem Miskavin is Potter, that means the Rabbi Shimon not of Shabbos. The Gemara didn't say Shabbos. That means the Rabbi Shimon of Kol Tarakulo says Dov Hashem Miskavin is Potter or Mutter, whatever you want to call it. And that's when, in fact, the Girsa changes. Shkavin becomes Isa Mutter. It's probably the more correct here. So, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon's Kavan is Mutter. That's not the Hilchos Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon. The Hilchos Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon is Gornish, not going to help us. But the Kol Tarkula Rabbi Shimon is going to help us. And therefore, we're going to breathe a sigh of relief and make your potter from a chatas because Hilchos Kol Tarkula is going to save you. Now I get to the punchline. Rabbi Lazar B'Tzadok, Savalok Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar B'Tzadok, Holzak Rabbi Yehuda, Diyamar, Rabbi Shimon's Kavan. Is also what area of halacha? Kol Tarkula. Not a Shabbos. Why is a Shabbos wrong? A Shabbos is not going to make you chayav. Why? Because even Rabbi Huda agrees that a Shabbos is only a derabban, not a deraisa. The Gemara is not even talking about a Shabbos. Who said we're learning the sugya of Shabbos? We're talking about malachas and Shabbos, but we're not focusing on the Shabbos kavod of Shabbos. Because once you tell me we're dealing with the psikreisha, lo nichalei, a Shabbos fails us. We're talking about the Mechleikis Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Shimon of Kol HaTarakula. That's what's impacting on the Shabbos Shaila. So the Tanakama who subscribes to Rabbi Shimon in Kol HaTarakula is willing to say Kol HaTarakula's Dav Shabbos Kavan is going to save the day and make you potter. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok who holds like Rabbi Yehuda in Kol HaTarakula, even though in Shabbos even Rabbi Yudin agrees is only the Rabbanan, that's a Rabbanan when it's a Dav Shabbos Kavan. It's not a Dav Shabbos Kavan anymore. This is a Psik Reisha. Segregation is not a Dov Hashem Miskaven. It's a but. It's not a Dov Hashem Miskaven of Shabbos, but it's still a Dov Hashem Miskaven of Kol Tarkula. That's why the Lashon HaGemara is beautiful. Tosha said, when the Gemara said Dov Hashem Miskaven, no, not really. It really meant Lashon HaGemara. No, it didn't mean Lashon HaGemara. It meant Dov Hashem Miskaven. It meant 1,000% Dov Hashem Miskaven. But which Dov Hashem Miskaven? Not Shabbos is Dov Hashem Miskaven. Vishtein, the Gemara is talking about Shabbos. Where? I read the same Gemara 5 times over. Don't say a word about Shabbos. We thought it meant Shabbos because the Gemara is talking about Halacha Shabbos Shaila, but the Gemara is not addressing it for Shabbos. It's addressing the global Machlokes with Rebbe Shimon. That's the Pshat the Gemara says Reb Chaim. That's without a doubt says Reb Chaim. That's how the Rambam read this Gemara. Take a look at Reb Chaim.
According to that, then the Tanakhama, seek grace to live. The lo nichalei would be mutter in all scenarios, because isn't it always a dvar? It's a dvar shenim skavim called tarakulo.
Right. Psik reish lo nichalei is going to be mutter, right? According to Tanakhama, that's right. According to the Rambam, according to the Scheshman, that's right. I didn't say we pass it as Rambam. That's right, according to that.
What's the difference between a psikration del linichal and a mlacha shenis
riachal agucha? Every psikration, now that's a bomb question. But Tosfos writes that every psikration del linichal will also be covered by mlacha shenis riachal agucha.
Not the other way around.
Every psikration del linichal will by default be a mlacha shenis riachal agucha. So but according to Rambam, it's not going to help because Rambam holds mlacha shenis riachal agucha.
We're coming to explain the Rambam. So the Rambam says Malach Hashem is Yerich LeGufa.
Is Chayim. But the Rambam holds that a psikration Lo Nichale Potter not as Malach Hashem is Yerich LeGufa. He holds a psikration Lo Nichale is called the Dovah Shem is Kavan called Tarkula, which helps you in Shabbos. So the Rambam agrees that a psikration Lo Nichale is going to be Mutter Lechatchil in Shabbos because it's like the Nozer. It's like the Nozer playing with his pears. Even though it's a psikration lo nichle, it's like a davar shem miskavin.
Malach Hashem is riachal agufa.
It's going to be a deraisa, right? That's not this.
But it's not always going to overlap.
No. It's only overlaps in one direction. First day of geometry. It only overlaps in one direction, not in both directions. It doesn't logically, but just do it long enough as well. It doesn't overlap in both directions. So take a look at this Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is. Hold on, the Rambam premise. It's in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin. I tried to just pull out the snips of what's relevant for us. Let's take a look at the second column. I don't know which page he put out. I don't know how it came up on the phone. But the first word on the column is v'chimavur. First word on the column, but we're in a v'chimavur. See that? Maybe it's the third column? Maybe the next page?
I don't think we have the first line.
V'chimavur l'hedja? Let's see. Maybe what's the first one? Okay. Got chopped off the phones also? The punchline is like right before the shot. I don't know how that happens. Okay. Alright, guess we're destined to be a touch about that tonight. Okay, I'll try to get slowly. Shnei dinim hem. For 2 days. Din dover shen miskavin shal kol tera kula. V'din melechis machshavis to Shabbos. Hey Mira, the Hanash Shnei Dinim, Chalukin Hein B'Yisod Dinim Mehadodei. They're radically different from one another. The Bedin Dover Shnei Miskaven, Ha'ikar Toli B'Kavanasa Urtzono. V'Yafilim Yodea B'Vavdai Shiyasa Hadover. V'U Oses Dover B'Das. Because he knows what he's doing. V'Kavokam Toli B'Kavanasa Miskaven L'Zem Loi. Rotzo. That was the first rhyme. Okay? Skip down a little bit. Masha'in Kain, I'm just highlighting a few nakudas. Masha'in Kain, B'din Melech is Machshaves. Ein Yisodino, the first word is Ein. If you see Ein Yisodino, I'm halfway down the column. Ein Yisodino, I told a klal b'kavan of a ratzon, ki yim b'dash oses habalacha. That's the contrast. The first piece, he started to say, that kol terkul depends on ratzon. When it comes to Shabbos, everything changes. V'zeo yisoid ha'chdino, the lechaz mach Shabbos, sh'asas habalacha b'dash habalacha, v'chim atzinu, krisos, Misasik b'Shabbos, no b'kam no chavav, the rayas that we said. Okay? So basically, yeah, so basically just told you that Tavashim Miskavit of Kol Terkul is Rotsan issue, Tavashim Miskavit of Shabbos is a cognizance issue. Let's skip down to a couple lines down, B'dayto Klal, it's the beginning of the line. B'dayto Klal, towards the end of that line. Ulefize Nira, the psikureisha de mavur be gemar de modem zer b'shimin de chayav. Then das orach daf kahinu dafka ben nichale. Like Gemara says in Shabbos, it's only if you really want it. Cholut bazed din maleches machsheves b'din dav shenem iskave. The b'din dav shenem iskave shekol terakula the ikar dinu sheiritzono b'kaven asal azeh shamu de tali ben nichale. When you're dealing with the psik, we're dealing with kol terakula. Then nichale lo nichale makes a lot of sense. The imla vachi, the he the habit psikresha, the isi yasev a biur. Even though you know it's going to happen, come up from kovlo nichalei miskaven milo habe. Tal bichlal dov shem miskaven demutter. When you're dealing with kol Torah kula, I understand the distinction between nichalei and lo nichalei. Avav b'din meleches machsheves. The labinin klal mitzvah kaven asay doesn't depend on his will. Ela she teasev melach b'daito machshavta that we're calling awareness and cognizant. In case ein dino tali klal b'nichalei. Him the cold habib sikreisha from lachi yedu alosh v'chrakas le'osais. I know it's going to happen. Mikri nasi samalach b'daita v'abachlam lachs mashavas. Ulefi zen nimtza. The davar she'ena miskaven b'psikreisha de lo michale, which is the Gemara increases. Keeps on going back to the Aruch for other reasons, but we'll leave that out for now. Without Aruch kam Shabbos dina kamo kol terakula. So how you look at Hukh Shabbos by Psikresh Lichalei doesn't depend on Hukh Shabbos standards anymore, rather depends on Kol Torah Kula, like we said. Well, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Sfirulei, the Dovah Shem Miskavit, also Midvar Torah B'Kol Torah Kula, according to Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't buy into the Torah of Dovah Shem Miskavit and Kol Torah Kula, Gam B'Shabbos Osir, the magic two words, V'Chei Yavin Olav. Why not? Kevin Darei B'Chlav Lechz Mashabbos. Based on why you could exempt the guy. Hilchos Shabbos is going to help you because it's a psikresha, so you have a full-fledged melachas machsheves. Kol Torah Kula doesn't exist according to Rabbi Yehuda, so you're stuck. V'rak din davar she'ena miskaven bei. U'me'ato misyash v'hete v'asugya dekrisos. V'niskaven l'chabos v'ruvur u'me'elein. The Isa Shom, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Amba davar she'ena miskaven osa chiv v'mechayev. V'lo kosha su ma'de b'shabbos davar she'ena miskaven gam v'mehudin rosa l'medrab. But I tell you this kasha, it's only the Rabbanan. Doch a shiny that came out of psikresha, and came shaper havin b'chlam lechaz machshavas avgav lo nichalei. For a din dovash and miskavin shakola tarakula de tali bin ichusa didei, the machshavta v'kabarasso, lezeh v'chani hachta lo nichalei she b'chlal dovash and miskavin. V'zeh de tali lo agamar b'pluksa de rabin rabin shimon. That's why the Gemara makes it tali rabin rabin shimon, not because of the Shabbos book like this. But rather, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Yom Adav Shem Iskavit, Aser and Kol Tar Kula, Tam Chiyuv Mechayev. He's going to be Mechayev in a Psikresh of the Lonichale. For Rakhler, Rabbi Shimon Uda Miftar, Omi Yishuv Navi, Das Arambam, Sheposak, when Iskav Mechavim, Suk Lem, De Potter, Afo Gal, De Melach Shetzich Lagufa, Chiyuv Mechayev, Kev in the Hoch, Alam, Melach Shetzich Lagufa, For Rakhler, Rabbi Dav Shem Iskavit, Chesuk De Krisos, Ovi Dav Shem Iskavit, Akamu, Kev Shimon, De Shark, Mubi Shabbat, Rabbi Kol Shekain, De Miftar. So Rav Isai, just to sum up, basically, we raised one question. That's the whole sugya. We raised one question. The Gemara talks the language of Dov Shem Iskavit in multiple places. Half the time in Hilchos Shabbos, half the time in Kol Torah Kula, and we just wanted to know the relationship, the lack thereof between the two. So Tosfos was the first one to draw a distinction between the two by saying, well, one's a deraistic issue, one's a derabbanitic issue, and those got into a lot of trouble in the Gemara in Maseches Prisos. Reb Chaim drew a distinction between the two in a much more fundamental way. Now, not a question of the Raisa, the Rabbanans, they mean different things. They're conjuring up legamri different images. One is a Ratzon issue, one is a cognizance issue. The two things have nothing to do with each other. There is a quirk of an overlap. Every apostate of the Shabbos, you have to also look at Kol Torah Kula, because the Shabbos is also called Torah Kula. And it's that Nakuda that ultimately explains away the Gemara in Maseches Prisos. Again, we thought when we opened up the Gemara last week, we saw Dovah Shem Iskavin, Shabbos, other years of law, it's all the same, what's the difference, same word, same Tanoim, everything's the same. Tosfos was quick to point out, not at all the same. Reb Chaim added on, not only not the same, they are kemech, this is the Meirav, totally different concepts with real nafkaminas ladina, how you view the entire sugya of Dov Hashem Miskaven, how you view the sugya of secretion, how you view the sugya of secretion. Again, it's a hard Reb Chaim, it is a hard Reb Chaim, but if you look through it again and again and again, it's one month. You know, Reb Chaim saw in the words of Dov Hashem Miskaven two fundamentally different concepts, and how he saw in the Gemara Krisos another way to get out of this Gemara, rather than going down the route of Tosis, which is so hard for us to understand, how the Rambam read the Gemara Legamri different. The fundamental Kuda is the Gemara is talking to Moshe Miskave, and it's talking about Malachas, but it's really referring to a Kalatar Kuda, Sugi of Moshe Miskave. That's a kind of real breakthrough in terms of this Kuda, Tosis, Krisis. Okay, we'll stop.